Hey, this is Ellie Gomez.
And this is Tina Yonis.
Coming to you from the studios of KUCR.
With the latest news on Heat.
We recently interviewed Todd Wingate,
the mastermind behind Heat, to get the inside scoop.
On Heat, UCR's annual concert event setting the musical standard for the Inland Empire.
So how did Heat come about?
We started off, you know, because we were talking about it being sort of a homecoming after party. And it originally, the working name was Deep Freeze. And because, you know, it's wintertime, and we were working with a team of people from Student Affairs Communications. And one of the designers there, you know, we were talking about what this sort of party would look like and how it would feel and sort of the vibe that we wanted it to have. And they came up with Heat.
It's obvious to many that this year's block party borrowed a lot of the aesthetic of Heat in the past couple of years. So people are wondering, is there any competition with block party?
No, I think, you know, Heat, it set a different bar on campus. I think it showed what was possible and really, I guess, raised the bar. And so I think that the changes that Block Party made were really positive in response to the fact that, you know, we're a really big, vibrant campus now. And I think that that's, you know, those are the kinds of events that clearly our students want. The turnout at Block Party was extraordinary. And students seem really happy with it. So I think that you'll see even more of that.
How has Heat come together in the past? Is it difficult to create a diverse lineup?
We've always had a team of students picking the bands and really working with some really savvy students in terms of music. We've always sort of bounced between sort of hip-hop and rock, some emerging artists, people at different stages in their careers, and are always really looking for some new faces too. I think some of the artists that we've been looking at for this year's Heat are maybe people that people haven't heard of before, but I think that it gives you an opportunity, because there are so many bands in different stages, that you can wander around, and if, you know, the headlining band at the time isn't your favorite genre or your favorite band, you can go wander around and find other bands that you think are cool and get exposed to music that you might not have heard before.
So don't forget to visit myspace.com/heatucr.
And add Heat on your Facebook.
Stay tuned to KUCR 88.3 FM to get the latest Heat news.
And visit heat.ucr.edu for more info.
Until next time.